So when we last left our intrepid heroes, you guys had finished sinking a ship, or finished sinking and raiding the ship, and then proceeded to sail, like, straight north to this one little random island because you had picked up a job, or a piece of paper that requested this this ruby with the golden handle. And as you approach the island, it's a fairly small island, maybe 5 miles across. There does appear to be a small, singular mountain in the center of it. And mountain is a generous term. It is a large rock sticking up out of the center. Are you going to disembark and head onto the island, or what is your plan from here?
What's the weather like?
It's cloudy, warm-ish. The breeze has got a bit of a chill, but it's otherwise decent.
Awesome. Yeah, we can head down.
Alright, so you guys hop yourselves into one of the rowboats and begin moving your way inland. And as the boat beaches on the white sand, you hop up and take a look around. The sand stretches inland probably 20 feet before hitting grass that makes its way into this thick forest of this almost bamboo-like just stalks growing up.
Is there a path that we can follow?
Roll me perception.
Nine.
You find what seems to be like a straightaway through these tall green stalks growing up about 12 feet in the air. As you're moving your way through inland. In the distance, you hear what sounds like a scared animal, but the sound's coming from up in the air. As you approach further in, you see a rope trap that has caught a large rabbit by its leg that's dangling above the ground.
Does it look like it's bait for something bigger?
It looks like it got caught in a snare of some kind.
Okay.
I'm going to line up a shot and shoot it.
All right, make your shot.
7, 8, 9. 9 to hit.
You shoot the tree that it is tied to, causing it to break off just above where the rope is tied, causing the one top half of the stalk to go crash on the ground, and you're able to pull the rope off with the rabbit, who is not dead. As the tree breaks off and falls to the side, the rabbit is still tied to the branch.
And is the rabbit on the ground now?
Yes.
Okay. I am going to slit its throat. assuming internal damages or something.
Or lunch.
Exactly.
All right, well, it was a really bad dexterity save on its part to escape your grasp. What's your what's your dexterity modifier?
+3.
Okay. Then you cannot possibly fail grabbing it and slitting its throat. It got a 3 after modifiers.
Nice. So I turn around and I'm holding it up by the back legs. Lunch, anyone?
All right. I'll start setting up a fire if you start prepping the food.
Yeah, I'll skin it, gut it.
Speaking of fire, do you see any fire in the near distance?
Not in the near distance. It's kind of tough to see through the tall stalks. But you can tell, you're still heading towards that big rock.
Is the rock giving off the smoke?
One second. There is most definitely a plume of smoke coming from up near the rock. But as the wind blows across the island, you away from there, you catch the scent of a second fire. Downwind of you somewhere.
Okay.
Methinks the rabbit may have been more important, according to the DM. But not to the players. They're like, ooh, free lunch. Sweet.
And it is delicious. Who's cooking it, by the way?
I'll cook it.
And as you, it is a delicious lunch as you enjoy the fresh, fresh-caught rabbit. The bamboo, finding dead bamboo on the ground is fairly easy, and the stuff goes up pretty quickly. As you finish lunch, the forest seems to, from your perspective, the forest thickens a little bit more as it rises up the hill. But there are definitely two different campfires going on this island.
Well, we're gonna make sure ours is out. Like, really well. Kick some sand over it and everything.
Okay.
Do we know where on this little island we're supposed to be looking, or just somewhere around the big rock?
The note was pretty vague, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, it's as good as a waypoint as any, so I'll just suggest to the others that we keep heading for the rock, and if nothing else, we can climb on top and see what we can see.
All right. As you guys continue heading up through the forest, the bamboo stalks may eventually make way into larger leafy trees that make a canopy overhead. I would like everyone to make me a dexterity save.
+12.
And roll like an all-star today. K2.
Hello?
Hi.
Dex save.
7.
Uh-oh.
We are amazing. Amazing.
Adora, as you're walking with your two compatriots, suddenly from behind you, all you hear is a and you turn around to see them both dangling from a rope wrapped around their ankles.
Okay, well, now I'm looking around very carefully for any other in the immediate area and also where those ropes go.
The ropes go up in the trees, and as you look around, you indeed see movement in the trees.
How far up are they?
About 15 feet, maybe 20.
Holy shit, that's really far. I'm going to concentrate on the movement in the trees.
What was that, K2?
Can I reach the rope attached to me?
Make me an athletics check.
Well, that's a 12, and this dice is going away.
Yeah, it'd be a try to reach up and cut the ropes.
I would also like an athletics check to be able to reach up to your ankle from an upside-down position.
If she succeeds... 18. Oh, can I catch her?
I'm sorry, what was that, Cam?
18.
18. You not only do it, but you make it look graceful as you pull yourself up, slicing the rope across, causing it to let you down, and you manage to land on your feet.
Oh, damn.
Nice. Nice.
It's a little jarring, but you pull it off.
Adara looks over at her and goes, "What, are you part cat? You were upside down a moment ago."
Dust myself off. Be like, yeah, I totally meant to land on my feet.
Somebody want to cut the rope?
All of a sudden, out of the bush, four short individuals in loincloths and these wooden masks with these strange oversized features on the face with these long chins that like came down to a point around their mid-chest come out wielding spears. Adara, does an 18 hit you?
Yes.
You take 3 points of piercing damage as the first spear gets hurled and catches you in the shoulder. Just one flies over your head and misses you terribly.
Yay! Can I see who shot?
Absolutely.
Sweet. Because I'm gonna shoot back. If that's cool.
Absolutely. Roll for initiative for you guys.
Yeah, that would probably be a wise move.
17.
15.
Oh. Me too?
Yes, you too.
Well, there's a natural 20 that I don't need right now, so it gives me 21.
That is awesome.
Jess, what'd you get?
I got a 15.
Alrighty, K2, that puts you up first. As you're dangling there, suddenly the rope starts vibrating, and you look up and you see another one of these little half-naked people, but this one's wearing a different shaped mask. His mask has a stubby square chin and a really big forehead. And as it wanders along the rope, or wanders along the branch, it walks up to the rope, pulls a little stone axe, looks at you, looks at the rope, and starts chopping the rope.
As I watch this happen, I just think, ah, shit. And I'm going to throw my axe at him. Or my warhammer, more.
You're going to throw your warhammer at the guy cutting the rope?
Yes.
All right. Roll me your attack. You managed to hurl the axe phenomenally well, especially considering your upside down predicament, as it hurtles through the air and cracks the wooden mask square in its large forehead, knocking him out of the tree and onto the ground. Warhammer lands somewhere in the forest with a crash.
I'll have to find that later.
Yeah, goddammit.
I mean, it can't have gone that far. You heard it hit the ground. Anything else, K2?
I'm still dangling, right?
Yep.
I'm going to try to get out of this tree.
Alrighty, make me an acrobatics check to try and swing over to the tree. You are able to swing yourself on the rope without causing it to snap, despite the fraying bit up at the top, and grab onto the tree, pulling yourself up and righting yourself, loosening the noose around your ankle and slipping your foot out.
All right, now I'm just gonna shimmy down the tree when I have a chance.
Alrighty, well, I think we'll start your turn with that next time. Adara!
Yep. How many of these little guys are in my face?
There are four of them coming out in different directions at you.
And how many daggers can I throw in one turn?
I think only one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's only one. But it would have been great. No, I am going to hit the nearest one with my double-bladed scimitar. I mean, hopefully hit it. Oh, yeah. That is a 24 to hit.
Roll your damage as you catch him underneath his wooden mask and open up his insides.
Ten slashing, and then with my, because of my slasher feet, his speed is now reduced by 10 feet until the start of my next turn. And then I want to use my bonus action to smash him again with the other end of my scimitar.
Oh, absolutely. As you slice him across the chest, you bring your weapon back around and make your second attack.
16 to hit.
16 will hit.
Whew. Only 4 points of slashing.
As your second attack slices through his shoulder, the pool of blood leaking down his front becomes a lot, and he stumbles forward. Jess.
So you said I could see the one that shot at me but missed, right?
Yes.
Yeah, is it still alive?
Yes.
I will shoot at that one. 17.
Fire away. 17. You catch him right in the hand that he was picking up the next javelin with.
Sweet. Minimum damage of 8.
That is still 8 points of damage.
True. That is true. That is true. And I don't think there's anything else really that I can do. I suppose I can move away a bit. I'm going to give... who do I give this to? I'm going to give K2 inspiration. He's the one who's about to fall, I think. Yeah. Yeah, it's K2, you got inspiration.
Alrighty. It is now their turn as they continue throwing javelins at all of you. K2, a 9 will not hit you, but it lands in the tree beside you. Jess, I'm going to assume that an 11 does not hit you either.
That is correct.
Adara, does a 15 hit you?
Nope.
Wow.
Yep.
With a series of thump, thump, thump. Nobody is harmed. As javelins go whirring off into the bushes somewhere. K2!
Yep. I'm going to use my movement to shimmy down the tree.
Okay.
Do I have anything left after shimmying down the tree?
You could get closer. You could get to the one that Adara has been, the one that is nearest Adara, but not dead.
All right, I'm just going to run straight up to him and Spartan kick that guy.
Alrighty, roll me your Spartan kick.
Remember you have inspiration.
Ooh, an arm strike. That's going to be a 19.
As he was coming up behind Adara, you just came up behind him and hoofed him in the back of the head so hard that he went straight face first into the dirt. You're pretty sure you broke his nose in the process, but you didn't kick him in the face.
That's 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
You mean blunt force trauma damage?
Yeah.
Adara, you hear a thump behind you as one of these little masked people is slammed into the ground, and K2 is standing over top of him behind you. You see his arms still moving about to try and get up.
Now I'm going to throw one of those little jade daggers.
All right. Roll me the attack as you hurl one of the jade daggers at him.
That is... 19 to hit.
You pierce it into his bare flesh, and as it sticks in, suddenly you see just like this pulse, little pulse of light from inside the dagger, and then the veins around it kind of turn green for a second, and then it just kind of dissipates and starts kind of twitching on the ground. I'd like you to roll the damage.
Yeah, that is 4 piercing and 8 poison.
As he lays there twitching, suddenly you see out the edges of his wooden mask this foaming froth spilling out, and then he just stops twitching altogether.
I love
it. He did.
Adar is going to turn around to the remaining little guys and ask, who's next?
The other two seem to be wanting to back off at this point. However, Jess, it is your turn.
No backing off for them. I'm going to shoot one.
Same one you shot at last time?
Yes. They picked this fight. They're damn well going to stay here and finish it. 20 to hit.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that absolutely hits him.
For 12 damage.
I have some bad news for you. You are not going to be able to recover that arrow, as it is lodged through his chest cavity and into one of the trees.
That's unfortunate for my arrow.
It really is. He's gurgling there, but you don't think he's going to be a problem.
Excellent.
Anything else, Jess? There is still one that's trying to leave the situation.
No, there's not really anything else I can do. I'm not gonna waste another inspiration or anything, so.
Huh. All right. The last little one is now running into the woods. And K2, it is your turn.
Can I catch him?
You can certainly try.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Make me an athletics check at advantage, because you have long legs.
Athletics?
Yep. At advantage.
That's going to be a 23.
Whew.
Despite this little man, this little guy running like hard, you can see he is putting everything into it. You are able to put in less effort and glide, catching up to him with this thundering boom. You kind of get the feeling of how giants must feel as you catch up to him, and what do you do?
Step on him.
Has he been wounded quite a bit?
No, this one hasn't been hurt at all.
I kind of feel like we need to talk to this guy. I'm going to grab him.
Alrighty, make me a strength check as you lunge and grab him and he tries to wiggle out of the way.
That'll be 19.
Wow. Despite being a slippery little devil, you eventually figure out how to, like, just pin him under one arm. And he's flailing and kicking quite a bit, but you got him. As you return to the party with this kicking little person who's just continuously.
Settle down.
Do I recognize the language he is speaking?
No.
Okay.
This appears to be a very local dialect.
Is he small enough for me to just grab him by the head and hold him up?
What's your strength?
16.
You'd need two hands, but yes.
I'm going to hold him on both sides of his head. I'm going to look him straight in the eye and be like, you need to calm down. And is this the only language you can speak? I've done all I can do, guys. What do you want to do with him?
Slit his throat, leave him here with his friends.
Give me 10 minutes, I can understand what it is he's saying.
That's true.
But they did just attack us, that's pretty obvious what they're saying.
Yeah, go to hell.
True, but how many more of them are there?
Probably lots. I imagine there's like a whole village or civilization of them.
But you understanding his language, does that let him understand you?
Nope.
Oh, okay, so questioning him is still a useless thing.
But it will still take the 10 minutes to cast a spell, because if we...
Yeah, might as well.
At least I get it for an hour, so...
Yeah. And then we'll...
And it's a ritual, so it doesn't... Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we'll learn something, one way or the other. Like...
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It'll take 10 minutes. Ritual cast, comprehend language.
Yeah, and Adara will just keep watch out. She's watching for anybody else coming through the trees from any direction.
So you cast your ritual, and K2 holds your little friend, who is still muttering to you, as you finish comprehending this, casting comprehend languages. You understand the words that he is speaking. The order to which he speaks is a little strange, but as he's looking back and forth among the party. Big Rust, Big Rust.
What? Say that again.
Big Roast.
Big Roast?
Pig Roast.
As in, like, roasting a pig? Is that what you're saying?
He looks directly at, as he looks around the party, you know, you can tell he's still squirming, trying to get his way out. And, he continues chattering at the rest of the party in this very short, sharp language that they have. Bring back. Village by falls.
He wants us to take him back to the village by the falls. Like, that's gonna happen.
Big supper. Big supper.
Oh, I think they want to eat us. That makes sense. So, we're on the menu from their point of view. I think. I mean, he could be just inviting us to supper, but I'm pretty sure we'd be the main course, given their introduction.
Yeah, or lack thereof. Oh, Adara goes and gets that dagger that she threw at that one guy.
Is he still all squirmy and being, like, just a little shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
So there's a village by the falls. We got that much information. seem to like to eat people. What else is he gonna say? He wouldn't allow it.
Just gonna shake him violently for a moment.
As you shake him violently, he looks at you, and Jess, you hear him say, "I will eat you first."
Oh, that's cute.
What do you say this time?
He's gonna eat you first.
Adar so, laughs.
That's not a. That's
I'm gonna continue to shake him violently for a moment.
This time he looks visibly shaken, and his eyes are actually spinning from the shaking. You've probably rattled his brain a little bit at this point.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop. Look at it. And be like, anything else? No.
He's kind of like woozing back and forth. Tries to bring himself back around.
Do I? Oh no, I guess I don't know the word. It's unfortunate. What's he saying now?
Stupid big one. Stupid big one, too fat for trap.
Won't work. Come on, do it. Say the thing. Say the thing.
Anything else?
K2, just don't shake him for a second.
I could smack him.
No. I want him to say a word.
Turn it, dead oak, and dead oak crossing. Take you back, village.
All right, I'm gonna look to Dara. What was that last word he just said?
I'll repeat it without knowing what the heck it actually was.
Tuktara.
All right, she says that.
Tuktara, yes, Tuktara. Tuktara, with a questioning thing. Does that get his attention?
He looks at you.
All right, then I'll poke and we'll be like, "You, Tuktara," and then I'll point. I guess towards where the waterfall would be, because he gave us a direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'll just poke him and be like, point towards the waterfall, Tuktara.
Tuktara. And then he kind of nods at the other direction, goes ahead, starts talking. Highbrows, Tuktara. Highbrow village. Down beach. Stupid highbrows. Not good. We like long chin.
Stupid highbrows. No good. We like long chin. That penis reference?
And no, their chins were literally down to the middle of their chest.
That makes sense. Alright, so there's tall brows, which I'm assuming is eyebrows, and long chins. They don't like the tall brows. And tall brows are by the beach. Hopefully the ship is going to be okay.
Well, if they're stupid, then the ship should be alright.
Yeah, it doesn't seem stupid. Primitive, but not stupid.
Well, if he thinks the ones at the beach are stupid, then they've got to be pretty dumb. Or advanced way beyond his understanding.
Is there rope nearby?
I mean, I have some in my pack.
Good adventure party never goes anywhere without rope.
Well, I know, but there was, like, rope that we were lashed to in the trees.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to use our rope. I kind of want to tie this guy up and just kind of drag him along with us for a little bit.
Absolutely. If you give the, you walk over to the rope that was tying you up and you give it a good yank, and because of the chopping from the axe, whether you were up there, it gives at the top, and you now have a 10-foot length of rope with a noose on the end.
I'm going to take that noose, I'm going to wrap it around his legs, and then subsequently tie up his hands a little bit too, and throw him over my back like a pack, like a sack of potatoes.
Food not carrying. I walk. Food. Food. Bad food.
Bad food. That's funny.
You know, if I was a more angry man, I'd eat it.
I doubt you'd taste very good anyway.
Probably not. So, lowbrow or highbrow or chin, which way?
Low chin, highbrows. Highbrows are by the beach. I think the low chins are over by the waterfall.
Let's go after the chins. I'm sure they're missing their chin friend.
Oh, probably. I think it's probably best just to avoid them both. Just go for what we came here. Which one is closer to the place we were going to, Caleb?
The long chins are, by your guesstimate, closer to where you were going. You don't know the exact location of the village, but you figure you can probably avoid it if you try. I'm thinking the village be right.
Yeah. Alright, well, I suggest we just avoid the village and go to where we were going and just get the hell off this stupid island.
Okay.
Alright.
Yeah, these guys are obviously hostile, so.
I would like everybody to roll me survival.
Ooh, we're gonna fail. Oh, maybe not. That's a 20. I rolled a 19.
I got 16.
19.
Perfect. As the sun begins dipping behind the mountaintop, suddenly you see what looks like these two glowing eyes on the side of the rock. As you move closer to it, it almost looks like this skull carved into the side of the mountain. Until you get closer and realize that it, at one point, probably looked like a really nice place, but erosion has not done much to the mud bricks that this place used to be built out of. At the roll of perception.
Another 16.
Everyone?
Yep.
Yep.
12.
13.
Adara, as you guys are still in the forest, excuse me, you notice some movement by the one of the mouths of this cave as this small green person peers out, looking around, its long, almost football-shaped head peering out into the light, squinting its eyes.
Do I see it before it sees me?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to throw a dagger at it.
All right, roll your attack.
Ooh, 17 to hit.
That will absolutely hit.
Oh, I like this d4. Oh my gosh, and I like this. Wow. D10, I got max damage. That's 4 piercing and 10 poison.
Unfortunately, this character who was peering out has caught a bad case of the dead as he begins frothing at the mouth and drops on the ground, choking on his own saliva.
I am going to retrieve my dagger and kick him into the brush.
Except that as you do that, there were other people in the room.
Yeah, of course.
Roll for initiative.
Damn.
Twelve. 23. 13.
All right, Jess, that puts you up at the top.
Do I see any of these guys that were also kicking around?
There is one that has advanced towards the fire. You guys are still, like, further off camera at this point.
But I can see him?
You can see him.
Is he within bow range?
Yes.
Then I will bow him. I will not bow him. I will not bow him with a 9.
You will not bow him with a 9. However, you bow into the room that he came from, and an arrow clatters around in the room.
Damn. Well, they didn't know we were here before. They do now.
Adara.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to throw another dagger. It's been working out good so far.
Alrighty. Toss your dagger.
Closest one. Ah, shit. 11 to hit.
11 does not hit as you clang it off the pot over the fire and it lands on the ground.
Damn. Close enough that I can pick it up, or... not this turn.
No.
Okay.
Not this turn. And now it's their turn.
I'm also, as a bonus action, I'm gonna enchant some pebbles at my feet.
Sounds good. As the one charges directly towards you as you threw a knife at it and stabs at you, never mind, it buries its sword directly into the tree beside you. A good, like, 6 inches into that tree, that stab was going to mess you up. unfortunately, it's not. As the others move their way towards the entrance. One of them does take a shot at you with a short bow, Adara. Does a 15 hit you?
Nope.
Alright. So you know that tree? It's now got an arrow in it, too.
It's a good tree. I like it.
Teitu, there's a presently a goblin that is trying to pull its sword out of a tree standing beside Adara. And a couple in the doorway.
I'm going to take my friend off my back and I'm going to whip him at the nearest person.
All the robot.
All right, make me a strength check.
Natural 20. Total of 23.
And are you throwing it at the guy in front of you or the group of them in the doorway?
Going bowling.
You're going bowling. All right. As you hurl this... you manage to hit all 4 of them with this guy. Knocking all 4 of them prone. The only one left standing is still trying to rip his sword out of a tree beside Adara. On that note, Jess! Oh, and K2, roll me 1d6 bludgeoning damage for a dude.
3.
Want some good news? You just dealt 15 points of damage.
Nice.
Jess, your turn.
Holy crap! He bowled them all! What's that thing with the sticks?
That is a campfire near the opening of the cave.
Alright, and all these other dudes are dead?
They're not dead. They're presently knocked over because K2 threw the guy in a mask at them.
I was hoping they'd die. Sigh. Okay, there's really not a whole lot that I can do. I could use a spell, I suppose, but... Oh, what the hell? What's wrong with a little bit of panic? I'm going to cast a silent image. And I'm going to make their make it look like their campfire just exploded. And there's fire everywhere.
How big is silent image?
I think it's only 15 feet. So I can only do a 15-foot thing. But I'm assuming that a 15-foot cube of fire would probably... be an issue for them.
Like, this entire side here is 15 feet, except for one square.
Yeah.
So, the entire area now looks like it's exploded in fire, and the goblins are panicking.
Yeah, so they're immersed in the fire right now. I love making things panic. It's funny.
Oh, they believe the shit out of that, too.
Well, there's no heat or anything like that, but, I mean, if I saw a burst of flames just everywhere, I would run.
Yeah. Seems logical.
Yeah. And sometimes it's real fire.
Anything else, Jess?
No, I think I've caused enough mayhem for now.
Alrighty. So, Adara, there's still the one trying to pull his sword out of the tree beside you. And then the four that were just knocked on the ground, and then suddenly there was an explosion by the campfire. You're not sure what Jess just did, but...
No noise. Just a big firebox.
Well, I'm going to take advantage of that image and the fact that those guys are prone in an image of fire. And I am going to throw one of my magic stones at whichever one I can see the best.
Alrighty, throw your rock. Get your rocks off.
16 to hit.
16 will absolutely hit.
Woohoo! And you get 8 bludgeoning damage.
Okay, then. As one of them starts getting up, you hurl a rock, cracking it in the top of the head, and it drops to the land of the dead. There is blood dripping out the top of his skull. Anything else?
Nope.
Alrighty. Goblin beside you pulls his short sword out of the tree and he makes a swing at you. Never mind.
And sticks it back in the tree.
Yep. If he keeps this up, he might bring the tree down before the end of combat. And as for these guys, two of them get up and run further inwards, whilst one of them runs outwards towards the group. K2, there is a goblin running out of this fiery area. What do you do? I'm sorry, you turned into Robo Man there.
I'll blow up my beehive and swing away.
Oh, nice.
Alrighty. That will absolutely hit him as you crack him in the head with the beehive on a stick. And the bees start swarming out of the stick around this little guy. How much damage?
12 points of damage. 3 of it piercing.
As you crack him in the side of the head, the bees that come out begin stinging and stinging and stinging, but only until he hits the ground and his partially swollen, stinger-filled carcass just lies there. Does the party walk through the front door now?
I would love to.
I apologize, this might have been a little more over the top than it needed to be.
Is my friend still alive?
Is Mask Man still alive? He is indeed alive. However, he is quite distraught and looks like he's suffered some injury from being hurled across the room.
I'll pick him up later.
All right, you step over him, leaving him there. Two of the goblins are holding the room, are blocking the way as they're shouting at you.
Oh, I pick up that dagger that I couldn't get to before.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure I actively keep track of all of them.
Yep. No, that is absolutely fair. Shoot, who just went? I lost my track of my train of thought. In my list.
I don't know, actually.
I think K2 went. K2 yeah. Killed the last one. Jess, you guys have wandered into the room and there's two on the far side of the room. What do you do?
Well, the flames are still going, so that's impressive. I'm just going to shoot the one on my right, so the one holding that thing.
Sure. Fire away.
Whip. Ooh, so close. 26 to hit.
Ouch. Roll for damage.
11.
11?
Yes.
As you loose an arrow, it catches him in his right eye, and you see it as it enters in, but you also see when it hits the back of the skull and doesn't exit clean out the back, twisting to the side.
Oh, that's unfortunate for him.
That is very unfortunate for him as he collapses on the ground. You have done a discount lobotomy on him.
Yeah, I won't even charge him for it.
Just passing him out.
Yeah, so we're all still inside the, quote, flames, just so everyone's aware.
Yeah, which looks super badass.
Yeah, we're basically Sephiroth right now.
Yeah.
Also, there is indeed a small campfire inside of there that is keeping you warm.
Toasty.
You are nice and toasty inside of the pretend fire. And Adara, there is one left at the door, but judging by the look on his face and the fact that his friend just got lobotomized, he's about to make a run for it.
Well, I am going to get my rocks off then before he runs, and I'm going to throw another stone at him. Oh, that's a natural 20 to hit.
Jesus. And how much damage do you do?
I rolled max damage. So if what we're... Is... max damage is 9.
What die is it?
It's a d6.
And your spell modifier is 3.
Yep.
So that's a total of 15 points of damage on a crit.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's all bludgeoning too, so it'll just, like, bonk a hole into him.
You see him turning to make a run for it, and as his face is the perfect profile, you loose a stone, and it tumbles through the air, arcing, and it connects with his temple, crushing in and coming out the cheek on the opposite side as he falls to the ground dead. You hear activity in the chambers behind you, or behind them.
Excellent.
Do you wait for them to come to you, or do you go after them?
How long is this fire gonna stay?
Well, as long as I want it. No, I think it's only 10 minutes. Yeah, 10 minutes. A while.
Yeah, like that's quite a while. I don't have a problem waiting here because when they come in that door, they're going to be a little surprised.
That is my official answer. A while.
Yeah.
Just you know what? I'll give you guys a few seconds to talk, figure out what you want to do, but you've burned like 30 seconds tops of that spell. So it's still got like 9.5 minutes to go.
Like, all right, so everyone stay in the flames.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, they're fine. So we've got time, you say. Then, could...
Yeah, I gotta look at my spells.
Oh, I have an idea. Oh, yeah.
So do I.
I'm going to cast Unseen Servant. Like, hard cast it, rather than ritual casting it. And I'm gonna get it to pick up a stick from the fire. And then when I command it mentally as a bonus action, I'm going to get it to run. So there'll be this flaming stick flying through the air at them as we start pelting them with whatever the hell we're going to hit them with.
And Adara is going to smash a jar of grease right at the doorway.
Oh, perfect. And it will just drop the stick of fire on the grease and light them up like Christmas.
It's a party.
This is going to be amazing. Amazing.
Because at that exact moment, six of them come around the corner and unleash javelins towards you as you drop the torch in the pile of grease. They attempt to bum rush you.
Woof! Like I said, sometimes the fire is real.
And we're all standing in the fake fire, so that's going to look really terrifying.
Yeah, we're going to scare the shit out of these guys.
Does 16 hit you, Adara?
Yes, just.
You take 4 points of piercing damage. Does a 14 hit you, Jess?
Negative.
All right, then a 4 definitely doesn't hit you. K2, 16 and 13.
Both miss.
Because he's got real armor now. Yay!
So most of the
the sticks just clatter, the javelins clatter to the ground, as this side of the room suddenly just explodes in flame to the point where you feel the burst of heat.
How much damage does an exploding grease spell do again?
I don't know. You made it up last time.
For a brief moment in time, I think, did we go overboard? Which quickly passes and be like, there is no overboard.
Yeah.
Let's call that 3d8.
Sweet beans.
You want to burn the? You want to roll the crispy damage?
I'd love to. That's pretty good. 14.
14 points?
14 points of crisp.
When your eyes readjust from the bright flash of light that just happened in front of you, there is nothing but ashes, bones, and cinder. The grease pile is still burning in a few places, so, you know, you might want to give it a minute or two. But the goblins, like, you would be hard-pressed to search them for loot after that. Good news, they're all dead.
Dara's just gonna look over and be like, so, everyone's good? Everyone's good?
Everyone is good. Moving onwards.
As soon as the fire's out.
I'm going to grab my little friend. Is he vocal at all right now?
He is quite vocal. Just as you listen in, he is ranting about how insane you guys are coming in and trying to deal with the point with the pointy noses.
I'll just smack him a little bit. Just quiet you.
I'm gonna grab a cloth off the nearest person and just kind of gag him.
He said we were insane for coming in here. Clearly, he doesn't know who we are.
Adara's gonna pull out one of those jade daggers and wave it right in front of his face. And then almost touch his nose, but then back off.
All right, so you guys continue inwards slowly through the burnt cinders. As you guys move in around the corner, how good is the, you know, we're just going to get rid of this piece. There, oh, ta-da. As you guys move inwards, you find a chamber with three doors. One, two, and three.
Well, we could each grab a door.
Gonna walk up to the center door and knock loudly.
There is no response. The door actually swings slightly open as you bang on it. And inside you see a large heap of furs. This looks like, if you had to take a guess, this is some sort of sleeping chamber for some of the residents.
Anything good in there?
Furs. Don't really see anything much. Gonna kick the door open.
As you kick the door open, suddenly there's a clang behind the door.
Like there was something behind the door?
As you take a peek behind the door, not like somebody is behind the door, but like something was behind the door and it got leaning up against the wall and the door banged it off of the wall. As you take a peek inside, there is a very interesting shield that you find. It looks like it's like a mixture of gold and silver. You almost like it's a almost greenish metal to it.
I'm gonna pick it up and just throw it on my back.
You throw the metal shield on your back. Adora, as you are you doing number door number one or door number three?
Three.
As you enter into door number three, this room looked like it also housed several goblins in it, but also had a small well. The goblins used as a water source. But as you're in this room and you're taking a look around, you start to notice that the architecture in here isn't crude. Like, whoever built this knew what they were doing. This building is potentially a lot older than its current residence.
Is there anything notable in this room?
There are some artistic motifs on the wall. They're kind of hard to tell with all the dust and dirt. But the parts that do stand out, you do notice what look like an order of monks or some sort of religious order who are all standing with a shield and no weapons.
Hey, K2, come take a look at this.
All right, I'm going to go over and take a look at what it is.
And I'll just show him the picture of these monks with a shield, but no other weapon.
And the shields vary in shape and size on the wall, but all of them seem to have this shield and a similar robe on.
Any kind of iconography of any kind?
Make me a religion check.
Total 19.
So it's difficult to tell exactly what this religion was, but based on what you can tell, they were an order of some sort of nonviolent pacifists who seem to prize a shield over everything else. However, considering that they no longer are here, you're not entirely sure their doctrine was very good.
Anything lootable in this room?
I mean, the bucket on the well is made out of brass.
Eh, I'll leave it.
I'll look down the well.
Oh, that's a good idea.
The well goes down a fair ways, but you can see water underneath. Looks like it was the internal water source for whatever this building was.
Is there like a rock or something like that around here?
Absolutely.
I was going to say, I've got a pebble. At this point, it won't do any damage, but it's still a pebble.
Pick up a little rock, and cast light on it, and toss it in the water, see what happens.
It goes down the stone well, and you can see there's quite a bit of erosion that's going on as it falls down. You can see the cracks in between the stones are getting larger and larger before it splooshes down into the water, probably 30 feet below.
All right. Don't see anything at the bottom or anything like that.
No, the water looks pretty murky too. Like, the light from it disappears pretty quickly once it hits the water.
We're not drinking that.
Adara will wrinkle her nose, but then look over to Jess and be like, well, if you're that curious, I could go down there, but you have to promise to pull me up.
Probably nothing down there. How about we take a look at everywhere else first, because that water looks gross.
Okay.
All right.
I run over to door number 3.
Final door that you open leads into a small room, and in the center of the room is this large clay bowl. On the walls, again, these dusty paintings that had been beautiful murals at one point, showing inside of the bowl, showing different weapons all pointing their business end to the center of the bowl, with the with what looked like a bunch of monks out on the door walking through it. You can see their backs, the backs of them. I'm sorry, I dropped the ball on that one. The room is a 10 by 10 space with a large clay bowl in the center. On the walls, there are different images of different people, some of them, most of them of this order. But you see that there are different people out there as well, like on the wall, some of them bearing their weapons. And on the door, you see the brothers walking through the door, carrying only their shields.
Very interesting.
I'm gonna put down all my weapons.
Is it possible? I'm gonna walk through
the door.
Could Adar roll like history or something to get a little bit more knowledge about who this religious order was? Or religion?
Certainly. Either one of those.
Okay.
I'm gonna put down my weapons and walk through the door.
19.
Awesome. Jess, we're gonna get to you going.
Dara?
Hi.
Having internet problems?
Yeah, it just completely quit on me. I don't know why. Not a clue. So, yeah, it totally cut off Caleb mid-sentence. I don't know what I learned from my awesome religion role.
All right, well, continue to put his weapons down reluctantly in the bowl and then move towards the door.
Oh.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Because he couldn't open the door with his weapons.
Well, I have a lot of weapons.
I hollered back and said, you gotta put your weapons down. Yeah.
All right.
This is where a monk would come in really handy.
All right. I will put all my daggers and my scimitar and my crossbow in the bowl.
Yeah. On top of my bow. And a singular dagger.
The door swings open and you can see Jess on the other side as you enter.
Door's gonna slam shut behind you.
The door does not slam shut behind you at this point.
Yay, we're not trapped. Woohoo.
I would like to walk back into the room and pick up a dagger.
As you walk back into the room, as soon as you pick up the dagger, the door slams shut.
Okay, I'll put the dagger back and then join my party again. Damn it.
God damn it.
We can probably finish this room and then we will cut it from there.
Okay. Do we see anything down either way?
Both of them appear empty, although they are remarkably clean.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
I thought that was a very good sign.
That's not a good sign at all. no, that means there's people here.
Or very, or something very else nice is
cleaning
spirits
up the place.
I would, like, much does prefer... this be a pure spotless?
Yes, the 10-foot-wide hallways all appear, like, unlike the previous areas that were covered in dust, you can see the paintings of this order very clearly here. They have been, look like they've been scrubbed down on a pretty regular basis.
So that means there's either magic shenanigans or somebody's still here.
My
or
last pebble. Still here. It's non-magical now, but I'm going to toss it down the hallway.
It doesn't.
You're going to toss it down the hallway?
Yeah, I just basically want to see if anything's going to come out and sweep it up.
As you toss it down the hallway, you hear a splat.
I hear a splat. Can I see my pebble at all?
Your pebble is still there.
Huh. Adara looks over at Jess. Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay, I'm going to kneel down and I'm going to touch the surface of the hallway that I just tossed the rock down into.
It is, again, the same clay brick that the outside was. However, this, again, it appears like it's been decently maintained. Even in between, the grout is spotless.
All right. Well, I suppose
there's nothing to it but to go down the hallway.
Yeah.
Or this one.
Adara is going to brace herself.
K2,
and step
you first.
On.
No, K2, go first. He's our tank.
Yeah.
Gonna move forward.
Excellent. I love K2.
K2 is awesome.
K2, as you move down the hallway, you hear another splash sound.
Oh, I'm following behind him.
I know.
Oh, yes.
And as you peek around the corner, you see that the hall seems to loop around on the far side. Roll me perception.
I kind of picture nothing.
I kind of picture us, like, K2 poking his head on the bottom, and then me in the middle, and then Adara on top of him.
Yeah.
That's a total of 3 for perception.
Oh, ouch.
Okay. So you notice that the hallway seems to loop around into a square.
Okay, so I guess we'll come up behind K2.
Yes, we'll get up right behind him.
That indeed, it does loop around into a square.
What's in the middle? Let's go.
And there is a door. There is a door right here. I would like both of you to roll me perception as well.
Oh, sure, my gosh.
Performance?
I rolled 50. A natural 1.
That's rough.
Apparently, I'm still very distracted by the splash sound that my rock made.
Jess?
15, 1, 5.
There's a shimmer in the air.
In the air? Oh, that's not good. I don't like this at all.
Almost as though the entire hallway just shivered as you stare down it.
Shimmer in the air.
I'm going to take my friend off my back and huck it towards the shimmer.
I forgot you had him.
I love this guy.
Yep. K2's the best.
As he is hurling through the air towards the shimmer, suddenly he hits it mid-air.
Oh, can I roll a knowledge nature on this? Because as a player, I know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what I thought it was.
Can I please roll on this?
Okay,
to I mean, I don't think you need to roll on this. You, it, this seems like a big enough problem for anybody in your line of work that invisible cubes of poison of vinegar cube? Yellow.
Juk it! Hopefully they didn't sneak up behind us because we're really silent. Running away.
It moves 10 feet towards you.
Do I see the guy just like hovering there in midair?
Being slowly digested, yeah. Yes. Or not so slowly digested, I should say. That's going to be a painful death for him.
So Jess has identified this. Can I roll for some knowledge on it? Like what will hurt it?
Jess has also booked it back through the door.
So you two have fallen back over here. K2, are you still standing in front of it, or are you falling back as well?
Is a bit of that rope still dangling out?
A little bit. You could try and grab it.
I'm going to do that.
That rope is gone. It's organic. It's going to be dissolved pretty soon.
Roll me a strength check to pull him out.
That's a no, total of 10.
You grab the rope and you yank on it, and you indeed pull that rope. But you don't pull him, as the rope is dissolved, and you see him slowly turning redder and redder inside as he thrashes against the rope that eventually lets him go, but he is inside of the cube.
Good call, robot man.
So as you guys fall back, did you guys want to go back down the other way?
We could run straight down the other hallway.
You run straight down the other
to get all the way down the hallway before I move. Because if he gets stuck.
He does not get stuck. However, you do hear the slow, creeping, slopping noise of this thing.
I'd just like to point out that I'm very glad that these aren't the same kind of gelatinous cubes as in Dark Alliance 2. Because those mofos charged you. It was scary. They're like, jiggle, then rah, right on top of you. I'm like, ah!
That would be terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Do we see anything down this hallway?
No, you see absolutely nothing down this hallway other than the pristinely clean.
Go, please. Got this.
I'm just going to charge full bore, and if I hit something, I hit something.
I wait till he gets to the other hallway and follow him. Homie's not taking a chance.
As you get to the end of the hallway, just as it indeed is coming around the corner, Jess, you can see it as you turn backwards, slopping its way down. As you guys reach the door, you open it to see a flight of stairs leading up.
I guess up the stairs. Oh no, if it sits in front of the door, we're hooped.
Yep, but up we go.
That's a later problem.